Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the Greasy Garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
I've got about 3,000 lemon drops in both my hands. I had to fill the bucket up, the 55-gallon barrel drum that I'm sitting on, the lemon drops. I have to have lemon drops in my throat just to keep it lubricated here today on Auto World. Why not? So we're sitting here live. Welcome to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be along. Throw a lemon drop in if you need one. Definitely keep your throat lubricated throughout the hour. We are going to have some fun this hour. Oh, yeah. We're going to get to the nuts and the bolts of the story of who is considering more than $3 billion in a battery and EV investments? Yeah, that's right. That's the third hour. Gosh, I started with the big numbers the first hour. Now we're going down to only $3 billion. Pocket change. Not. Also, stop sign is up. There's a manufacturer that put the stop sign up. We're going to talk a little bit about that and why they put the stop sign up. And here's the question of the week. I've been letting you through the first and second hour just kind of ponder over it for a little bit. And that question is, are you burning as much gas now as you did back in 1965? Question mark? Question mark? Uh-huh. Maybe you weren't driving in 1965, so just go back to the year that you started driving, your first car, second car. You know, just go back and think about that for a minute. Huh. Some of you might be just driving EVs. I always want your opinion right here on Auto World. Email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook message me. Mark Evans, my address. Mark Evans, just Facebook message me there and we'll talk. Get a little thread going on it. Why not? Instagram account is Auto World Media. And also the AutoWorldMedia.com website, folks. AutoWorldMedia.com website. More to come there. We're getting some photos up of your cars that I promised you. So that's all happening, too. And also, I've had a lot of the charter members. Trey down in Southern Illinois, he started it. Actually, a great idea. Thank you, Trey. He said, you know, Mark, you use a lot of products, a lot of different names and models and makes of products on customers' cars and your cars. And could you possibly put some kind of a picture and segment on your website to let us, the listeners of Auto World, know what we should buy and stop this nonsense of, you know, when you go down the aisle in a parts store and figure out why and which ones to grab and buy. And Trey, you're absolutely right, and I'm doing it, man. I'm doing it. It's taking some time, but we're going to do it. We just keep adding to it. So you can be able to go to the AutoWorldMedia.com website and go into the product section and say, and I'm not endorsing the products, folks. They're not sponsoring me. I just want you to be able to get the right product for what you need it for. You know, the sawdust that you want to put in your rear end to get rid of the noise. Not. Oh, no. And then I hear this third hour. Remember, at the end of the hour, a word with Mark. And we have another winter tip for you that you're all going to have to go to the parts store to get this product. See? Another product. That's what it's all about. First and foremost, I want to hear from you. You're the star of the show. 855-660-4261. One of our charter members has been very patient. Frank in New Mexico. Thank you, Frank, for being very patient, hanging on.
Oh, no problem. I listen every week, as you know.
Good to have you here, Frank. Thank you. Appreciate it. You're a charter member. You've been with Auto World now since day one, back in 92, probably?
Yeah, just about. Anyway, you know, you were talking about how you monitor your temperature, surface temperature, so when you know there's going to be ice on the road. And my 1970 Rover actually had an ice alert. There's this cool brushed aluminum sensor up on top of the front bumper, and it sure enough it worked. Light would come, big orange light would come on, is I guess they get a lot of ice in Great Britain, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's a great feature.
And, yeah, it's 1970. It had an ice alert, and it was the same model Rover 3500S sedan that, you remember old Princess Grace? She flew off the cliff there in Monaco.
Yeah.
It was in a 1970 Rover just like mine.
Oh, wow. Do you still have that, Frank?
No, I just recently sold it to this British guy here in town who's been after it for a few years. He runs a big tranny shop, and I finally broke down and sold it to him because I really wasn't doing anything with it, you know?
Sure.
It was
sure.
In great shape, and he was lusting after it, so okay. I sold
it. It's yours, yeah. Yeah. What color? Was it the green one?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah,
tan color. Interior, real nice.
Oh, leather, gosh, Frank!
Vinyl, whatever it was real nice. It was cherry. Yeah.
Yeah, man, yeah, where'd you find that?
I don't like to drive in the snow as a rule of thumb, like you have to back where you're at.
Yeah, yeah. Where'd you find it at?
Oh, I bought it down in Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Now that.
Of the big dealer.
Yeah. How many years did you have it?
Albuquerque.
Yeah, you drove it back quite. Yeah. Yeah, that's probably not a vehicle that you want to drive high speed on the freeway.
Oh, hey, you must be thinking it's a little thing. It's a big sedan, 32 or 3,300 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Its engine was actually the engine that Buick sold to British Leyland, the 215 cubic inch all aluminum V8.
Okay, I'm with you now.
SU carburetors on top. That little sucker loved to fly on the freeway.
Yeah, that liked the gas, didn't it?
It didn't. It was a fun car. I liked it. But you know, you were talking about a plasma cutter. I guess you use one of them all the time. Huh? I mean, plasma cutter.
Yeah, love them. I'd recommend that for, well, today's plasma cutter, you can buy, anyone can own one, and plug it into 110, and just cut away, you know. And that's a very, very nice tool to have, Frank. It really does. It's amazing how much, I've got a big boy one, though, this 220, you know, and so because we're cutting frames and things like that, big heavy steel. But talk about, you know, just taking like a knife and taking a knife on and taking a knife down on a cube of butter that's soft. That's exactly what a plasma cutter does to metal. It's awesome. It really is.
You want to see something really awesome, you got to check out sometime what we used to call in the safe industry a burn bar, a thermic lance. Have you ever heard
what's it called?
It's a thermic lance, and we refer to it as a burn bar. As a preferred tool of big-time safe crackers, hard to use in, and it cuts through steel, concrete, and everything, man. It's crazy.
That's a nice-sounding tool, too. Oh, yeah. I love it, Frank.
Big steel industry places where they're cutting up bridges and stuff, you know? Cuts right through the steel and the concrete. It's just crazy. I think it's 8,000 degrees.
Ooh.
Yeah, but you don't need that in your shop. You hurt yourself.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, if I'm dealing with, I don't build bridges.
Yeah.
So I'm good. Yeah. Hey, a little bit of news, though, Frank, I got for you here. I didn't know if you knew this, but on an auction house, your 1987 Buick GNX sold. Did you see that, how much that sold for?
No, I did not.
Okay, you sitting down?
Yeah.
Okay, a 1987 Buick GNX that only had 936 miles on it sold for $215,000.
Oh, I believe I see them like that frequently in the Hemmings, you know about the Hemmings magazine. Well, there's probably one GNX in there right now, you know, that Hemmings auto guide.
Yeah.
I see them.
God, it's awesome.
I always like to say the prices are out of sight, but I didn't know they got that high. Golly.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, thank you for calling. Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you, my friend. Thanks for calling, Frank. We'll be right back. $215,000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Road 66.
I'm going to have to get some new hacksaw blades if I want to get those catalytic converters off easier. Ooh, my right arm is a little sore. Man. Hey, welcome to Auto World. This is the third hour of Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. Sorry to shell shock Frank, or one of our charter members. He's got one of those GNXs. It's $215,000, Frank. Congratulations, my friend. You never know when a piece of metal, what year, make, and model might go up to the moon in prices. And that is one of them. Don't sell it, Frank. Keep it. Good to have you along, folks. What a pleasure to have you come into the Greasy Garage studio with me each and every week. With that, it's time for a little bit of housekeeping. I just want to remind everybody that you can always go and Google Auto World Podcast to listen to the show in archives. Auto World Podcast, just Google it. I'm right on the top, very proud of that. DuPont Registry voted actually Auto World Podcast number one automotive podcast. So I'm very, very honored and very, very privileged and everything above. I mean, it's just like wow factor. So I'm very, very happy there with that. And to have the time, the effort, the people, all of you to be part of all that, that's what makes this all happen. And that, again, remember about Facebook, my name, Mark Evans, I'm there. Facebook message me if you'd like. Go over and take a look at the photos and enjoy what we do there at Auto World Radio Facebook page, too. And then, again, the LinkedIn, I'm Mark Evans on LinkedIn. Getting a lot of great people there on the LinkedIn site joining me on there. And so we can never have too many friends coming up in the next new year. A lot more interviews for you. COVID is starting to slide away a little bit, and that means that being able to get more interviews and all that, people are coming, getting out a little bit more, and that's what it's all about. So we're going to have in next year a lot of fun, more goodies coming onto the website, which is autoworldmedia.com. So with that said, let's get to it. Let's find out here on the second hour. I was been promising you somebody has been considering more than $3 billion in the battery and EV investments. Who is it? General Motors. Yes, General Motors is eyeing a battery cell manufacturing plant in Lansing and retooling it in Orin, turning it into an EV assembly plant, both in Michigan. They, which is General Motors, are partners also, folks, to source magnets for EV motors. That's right, magnets for EV motors. So, you know, you think about that. Have you ever taken two magnets, north and south poles? Yes, we all have. We've played with them as kids. I always thought that there should be like a Hasbro type toy, because us kids, whatever age we are, I'm a kid right now. You put the norths together, they repel. Well, an electric motor, think about that. You put the magnets like that, and you get them started with repelling them themselves. Next thing you know, it's spinning, and it's spinning you down the road, taking it down the road. Well, General Motors is spending lots of money, $3 billion in sourcing of the magnets. So that's quite interesting. It's not all sometimes about electricity. So congratulations to General Motors. They're always thinking there, and I think that a lot of us, of course, we've been basically been talking about EVs a lot, and we've been thinking about it, and which one of those EVs are going to be like Frank's GNX, hitting a number that, you know, in 10 years, 15, 20 years, whatever, what will it be worth sitting in the barn at that time? Boy, that'll be interesting. Yep, that's right. Okay, it's time now for here on Auto World. I want to give you the third hour Auto World tip. You've been waiting for it. It's different each and every hour. In this hour at Auto World, we're in winter, and that means that you all have some frost on the windshield and or fog. Prestone makes it's called Prestone Spray De-icer, and you just spray it on the windshield, folks. It works. It's for the windshield, outside of your windshield. And you just spray it on there. It's called Prestone Spray De-icer. Prestone, as you all know, is a name for antifreeze. Well, this is they have a lot of products. Prestone Spray De-icer, I like to use it on a car. All of a sudden, we have a customer's car that has to sit outside. We can't have all the customer's cars in the garage, of course, and it has a little bit of snow or ice coming down that night, that frost. And so we just go along and spray the windshields. It doesn't hurt paint, doesn't hurt chrome, doesn't hurt blacking parts at all. By any means, doesn't hurt the windshield wipers, nothing. But when we go out there in the morning, folks, we can get in there, and we have a windshield that's just not frosted. it works. And then we get the car fixed, we give it back to them, and then they, oh, we never tell them we do it. It's just a kind of a gift that we do for them. It helps us too, of course, coming in the shop, because that's the last thing we need to do is drive your car, your you know, client's car into a shop door accidentally, you know, hit that pillar. Ah, that would be a bad day. Not only are we not fixing the car now, but now we got it in the body shop. So, the little can for $5.99 sprays a lot of windshields. And when they take their car home, it's funny. I get calls or emails back. Hey, what'd you do to my windshield? And I'm thinking, huh? I didn't crack it. No. No, they said, no, there's no frost. You know, there's no frost. We don't park it in the garage. It's parked out in the driveway. And there's no frost on the windshield. Then I tell them they end up having a can of this. Also, there's a booster. Another little bit of a ad here. Prestone sells a little booster that goes into that. Works good. It boosts it for a lot longer period of time. So you can even get your money's worth even more so. So I just wanted to get that out to you again. Auto World tip. And don't forget, your thermostats, again, on your cars coming into winter. Snow's a flying. Snow already has flown. Of course, as you all folks know, in the Midwest and Boston area, folks listening on Andover, the station in Andover there, you've been in the snow and all. And it's going to get deeper because tis the season. Got a little trivia question now. Let's hit you with this. Oh, yeah. The inventor of the cruise control was... The inventor of the cruise control was 855-660-4261. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. Again, the inventor of the cruise control was. This will shock you. This will shock you. Well, it looks like the Ford they know what a stop sign looks like. Yeah. STOP, squeal tires on pavement. Not. Ford puts a stop sign up, folks. Ford caps the F-150 Lightning reservations. What? I can't get a reservations for a Ford Lightning now? Nope. Ford caps it. Did you get your reservations in? I hope you did, folks. Ford caps the F-150 Lightning reservations at 200,000 as production nears. Some reservations holders having to wait now all the way till 2023 model year to get their F-150 Lightning. God, I hate stop signs unless you squeal tires on pavement. Woohoo! When we come back, I got an email coming out of the email bag just for you. And, of course, those folks that we're going to help. I'm Mark Evans, right here in the Auto World Plaza, live in Boise, Idaho.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After six southern states were struck by powerful tornadoes, President Biden is making plans to visit some of those states in the next few days. Speaking in Delaware, Biden pledged full federal help, saying, "We're going to get through this together." The FEMA chief said on Sunday morning,
What we are hearing is we are still in the life-saving and life-sustaining mode, right? We're still in search and rescue, and we're sending additional resources in to help locate anybody who still may be trapped.
That's FEMA Administrator Dan Criswell speaking on ABC's This Week. Six states impacted included Kentucky, Arkansas, Illinois, Missouri, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Vampire novelist Dan Rice has died at age 80. Rice's book selling more than 150 million copies after her first gothic fiction novel, Interview with the Vampire, was published in 1976. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention seniors on Medicare and Medicaid, or receiving extra help for your prescription drugs. We have great news. You can change or enroll into a Medicare plan every 3 months if you qualify, all from the comfort and safety of your own home, over the phone. No one even needs to come to your home. And in minutes, we'll tell you all about some additional new Medicare benefits for you, like dental, vision, hearing, transportation, and more. Call us. We'll explain all your new Medicare benefits. Premiums are as low as $0 per month. Even if you are not paying anything for your coverage now, you need to call our licensed agents to review your plan. There are zero-cost plans available in some areas. Don't wait till next year. Get all the Medicare benefits you deserve. Call a licensed agent today.
800-461-2114. 800-461-2114. That's 800-461-2114. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, good to have you along. This is Auto World from the Auto World Plaza live in Boise, Idaho. I'm Mark Evans in the Greasy Garage Studio, sitting on a 55-gallon barrel of lemon drops that are getting quite sticky. Ooh. But the real ones that really matter is the ones going down my throat to lubricate it. It's working. Woo. I don't have any Halls, I guess. Okay, Halls, lemon drops, they're the best. Maybe. Sometimes. Okay. Well, Auto World, it's the official ASC-certified high-octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome-plated, pearl-painted, tire-burning, nitrous-smelling radio, podcast, internet, TV, talk show, folks. Good to have you along each and every week. 3 hours is all different. That means so if your radio station, our great affiliates, can only do 1 hour or 2 hour, not all three, remember, you can always go to GCNLive.com. Look for Auto World. You see my smiling face as you do on Facebook and Instagram. But just Google me, Mark Evans, Auto World. Not hiding. My face is actually my business card, I believe, isn't it? Yeah. Yes. So what happened on this day in automotive history? It was back in December 1956. The Ford Ranchero debuts. The Ford Ranchero, you remember those? Like a car pickup, made its debut at the New York Auto Show on this week in 1956. This car/truck mashup was a new type of automobile in the American market, but hadn't sold very good overseas for very few years. Years before the Ranchero came to market, the idea for the car/truck came from Ford Australian designer Lou Brandt, inspired by a farmer looking for a vehicle to drive to church on Sundays and haul pigs on Mondays. Brandt grafted a bed into the body of the existing 1934 sedan models, the Ute as it came to be known, remains a popular body style in Australia and also elsewhere around the globe. In the USA, the last attempt at building such a vehicle was the Chevrolet SSR, designed by Brian Baker. And those Chevrolet SSRs are based upon a Chevy Trailblazer platform. I like them. They look pretty cool. They look like a 52, 53-year-old Chevrolet pickup truck. But the problem with all of us here in the automotive world, we wanted to lower them. We couldn't lower them. They weren't it wasn't designed to lower or lift. Well, you can do anything you want with money. The Ranchero was originally based on the full-size Ford Ranchero wagon and Courier sedan delivery, featuring an integrated cab and a reinforced bed. The Ranchero offered the drivability of a car with cargo capacity of a small pickup truck. This led to the marketing phrase, more than a car, more than a truck. It proved to be a popular model. It sold well enough that General Motors released its own version in the 1959 with a Chevrolet El Camino. Remember those El Caminos? Yep. In 1960, Ford reduced the Ranchero's footprint instead of basing it off the compact Falcon, increasing competition from imports such as the Volkswagen Beetle prompted the move to the smaller platform. Coming out of the late 1950s recession, many automotive consumers reported an interest in better fuel economy and lower pricing. Now standard with an inline six opposed to only a V8 option, its predecessors, the lightweight Falcon Ranchero hit its mark. Chevrolet seemed unprepared. Chevrolet discontinued its full-size model following the 1960 until 1964, giving Ford a run of the market. Starting in 1966, the Ranchero became a mid-size model, which it would remain until its to the end. The Falcon, Fairlane, and Ranchero were redeveloped to all use the same chassis, and in 1967, the later two shared the same front clip and trim. By 1969, the Ranchero shared a platform with the new Torino and featured a GT option with a 351 V8. Oh, yeah. In 1969, a rare Rio Grande Ranchero option was available, which included the GT trim kit and a grabber color finish. Estimates put production at less than 900 of these Rancheros. The fifth generation debuted for 1970. While the vehicle featured a complete redesign on the outside, it was the interior that deserves a bit of attention, folks. For the first time since its inception, a Ranchero badge adjoined the inside of the car, proudly mounted on the glove box. The Ford Ranchero would survive two more generations until the seventh saw discontinuation in 1979. The reasoning behind the end of the production was increasing government regulations of passenger vehicles. Ford could bypass many of the new stipulations by manufacturing purpose-built light trucks such as the Mitsubishi-based Courier. Oh, boo. And in total, Ford built 508,355 Rancheros. Chevrolet had other ideas, keeping the El Camino in production until 1987. That, my friends, is what happened in automotive history in this week. My brother has a, I believe it's a 73 Chevrolet El Camino. He says, my older brother, he says, Mark, can you build me an engine for this? So I did. We pulled the engine out of that rust bucket, and boy, was it rusted. The back quarter panels were completely gone to the point of no return. You know, I mean, it was daylight, Fred Flintstone all the way to the rear, looking down on the ground into the tires and stuff. And I said, you know, if I build an engine for this bad boy, it's going to move this crate down the road pretty quick. And so I said, you need to get quarter panels on there. We've got to reinforce the back and all. He did not. Built the engine, braided hoses, chrome, brass, even build a plaque that, so when you open the hood, I saw this is how I do work. I had a plaque built that said that this engine compartment was completely showroom condition and all. That plaque said, I built this engine compartment and engine for my brother. And I put my name on there. That's what it's all about. That Chevrolet El Camino flat moved, that my brother had to keep buying tires for the back end of it, and that's all that matters to me. He kept asking me, hey, what's a good tire I can put on there that won't, you know, melt down to the steel belts? I said, none, because of the horsepower under the hood. Yeah, it's amazing what nitrous does. Anyway, hey, folks, let's get this trivia question answered. It's kind of an odd trivia question, but I know you can do it. The inventor of cruise control was. The inventor of the cruise control was. The inventor of cruise control was. Let's just answer it right now. A blind man. That's right. The inventor of the cruise control is a blind man, folks. Cruise control might have been one of the first steps we took towards driverless cars. Of course, we have never, you know, things have gone further today, as we all know, with American car companies like Tesla creating cars that are fully capable of driving themselves. But yes, a blind man invented your cruise control. That's some good history. That's some good trivia right there. And I'm sorry I don't have his name. I'm going to hunt for his name. And we're going to find out what his name was. But yeah, he was blind and he invented the cruise control. And I remember back in the day of working on the cruise controls, and it's crazy. The old chains and the big rubber diaphragms that ran off vacuum. And when you touch the button and the vacuum hoses had to be hooked up correctly, it would suck the diaphragm, collapse the diaphragm, pulling the chain. The chain was hooked to a lever there on the accelerator pedal, holding the accelerator pedal firm so you wouldn't have to use your right foot. And you could sit back and relax. Wow. Today, we're letting go of the steering wheels. Forget about the gas pedal. The steering wheel. Goodbye, steering wheel. We're going to come back, and when we come back, oh, I'm going to the email bag for sure. We need to help some folks. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Nice of you folks to sit back in your favorite chair, your favorite couch, slippers on, just sitting back, sipping a cup of tea, maybe a cup of coffee, maybe your favorite juice. Doesn't matter. And thanks for being here, right here in the Greasy Garage studio with me, live from Boise, Idaho, each and every week in the Auto World Plaza. Very honored to be here with you each and every week. And don't forget now, you can be a part of the show at any one point in time. Throughout the week, you can email me whenever you have a bonus round to add to this show, Auto World. Please do. If you've got a car question, if you've got a consulting question, if you've got a question concerning, the dealer just said this. My repair man just said this. My repair lady just said this. They're all screaming at me because I don't repair it. Should I or should I not repair it? Things like that. So, again, just memorize this email address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And you know, the thing about the internet that I really don't talk a little bit about, but you can always Google me, Mark Evans, Auto World, or Auto World, Mark Evans, and I pop up. And with that, there's some stories about me. Good stories. I'm very honored to say that. They've done articles about me. Concerning automotive, Auto World. So if you have a, forget, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, you'll always find that on the internet somehow, some way. And don't forget the autoworldmedia.com website that we have, growing and growing and growing, trying to get it better and better. Of course we will. And also the Facebook Messenger, Facebook, my name, Mark Evans. Instagram is Auto World Media. And again, don't forget to get over to Auto World Radio Facebook page. Please do. So with that said, let's get into the hand me the email bag. Oh, yeah. Eddie, the engine emailer, is back in the studio. What he does, he takes all the emails that come in that you send. I keep promoting, and you keep, I ask, you deliver. He takes all those, and he prints them all out. He puts them in the bag. Now, if it's a 911 call, folks, if you need help now, we're talking 911. You're pissed off because they said, they did, they charged put 911 on the top of the email. And Eddie, you will, won't you? And he says, yes, I will. He's nodding his head, yes. The 911's going to the top of the pile, and he's going to get those to me ASAP, and then I'm going to get to him, and I'm going to help you throughout the week instantly. If you want to put your phone number down in the email, please do. I'll call you. If you don't, if you want to change your name, change your name. Give me an email back so I can email you back. However you'd like me to get back with you, I will get back with you. And if you'd like me to talk to the shop, whatever shop it is, if it's a windshield shop, a tire shop, a brake shop, a tranny shop, a repair shop, a paint shop, there's so many shops, so many divisions on your vehicle that you need help. That's why I'm here. 45 years of ASC certified master technician to help you. To have fun, to help you throughout the year. So, let's make sure, let's keep Eddie the engine emailer busy. Thank you, Eddie. He hands me the bag. I'm digging in. Oh, it's crisp. That's a crisp one. That's a crisp email right there. If you don't want me to read your email live on the air, just put on there, do not read. But help anyway, and I will. I can read this live on the air, and ooh, this will be, oh yeah, you folks are getting some winner. Okay, here it is. Third hour email. Hi, Mark. Great show. Thank you. Appreciate that. Joining you here in my favorite chair in the living room. Good, 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 good. Do you have your slippers on? No. Okay. It doesn't say anything about slippers. Put your slippers on and relax. And joining you here in my favorite chair in the living room, listening on WNNW 102.9 FM, Andover, Massachusetts. Oh, my gosh. Let's do a shout-out. Shout-out. Shout-out to our great affiliate. They're in Andover, Massachusetts, WNNW 102.9 FM, Lawrence, Lowell, Haverhill, Andover, Massachusetts. Good to have all of you along and everyone in between the towns. There's our horn. Woo! Everybody gets a fresh horn. I think that's better than a fresh Krispy Kreme donut, isn't it? Yeah, it is, because you can hear it all. Oh, yes. He says, I have a little problem with the noise on my wife's Mini. Every time she drives hard to the left, it sounds like grinding metal on metal. Turn to the right, no noise. I've had an inspection, and they can't find the problem. Do you have any ideas? Question mark. All of your advice is appreciated. Galen and Cindy in Andover, Massachusetts. Galen and Cindy, hey, thank you for... it's good to be in Andover, Massachusetts right now. Thank you. And bringing all of us from Scottsdale to the Virgin Islands to Salt Lake City to Boise, Idaho to, oh my gosh, all our great affiliates. We're in Andover right now. Smell that snow. Ah, that Mini, be careful driving in on the snow there, Cindy. Galen, I noticed you mentioned it's wife's car, so I'm going to direct it to Cindy, but I'm directing it to you too, Galen. Galen and Cindy in Andover, Massachusetts. You got a grinding machine going to the left, and no one can find it. Okay, couple things. If it's grinding and you can hear it with your ear, that means that there's got to be some shiny metal somewhere. And it's on the left side of the car, in the front. Galen, Cindy, if you're sure that that noise is up in the front of this Mini, then that shiny grinding, I'm telling you right now, someone's going to see shiny, just shiny metal, and that's going to tell us where the problem is. Here's what I think it is. If you've never had, how long has it been since you had a brake job done? Sometimes when brake pads get real thin, especially on the Mini, do you have a it's a little brake light on there? Galen, and Cindy, the Mini has little electrical noids, we call them, that go into the brake pad. And when the brake pad gets so thin, that noid then gets rubbed by the rotor, turning the brake light on. That tells you our brake pads are too thin. And when you turn one way or the other really sharp, like you're talking about, it will actually bind up the brake pad within the caliper, hitting the rotor at a different angle, causing it to go grind. Now, if you don't have a brake light on, you had the brake pads replaced here a couple months ago, your brake pads are fine, good. Here's our problemo. The dust shield. Sometimes the dust shield, okay, first and foremost, if you're looking at the side of your Mini, and if we had the wheel off on the front, Galen and Cindy, you're going to see the brake rotor, shiny brake rotor, and if you look behind that brake rotor in the back, there's a dust shield. And that dust shield is a real thin piece of tin. and that is hitting your rotor. And when so just barely hitting it. So when you turn sharp really to the left, it's hitting that metal shield and it's going. So all you got to do, Galen, is bend that back a little bit. No more metal noise. Thanks, Galen and Cindy, for emailing me out of Andover, Massachusetts. I appreciate it. Absolutely. I do. Send me an email address back, and I got some great gifts for you for that mini.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, the word this week is winter, white, and cold. Folks, make sure you have a flashlight, an extra coat, a small blanket, a set of gloves, a hat, a couple of snack bars in your vehicle at all times for the winter that we're in right now. That will help you get you through the winter. And also, if you can do it, let's do it. Put a bag of sand. You can buy a bag of sand at the grocery store. Put a bag of sand in there. No, not only for the weight, but when you do get stuck, you can pull the bag of sand out and scatter sand on the tires to get out of that stuck hole. Good to have you along, folks. Drive safe and motor on. We'll see you next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.